somebody on the ice. I went out on the bench, and sure enough, Butch was down. And right away, they're waving, trying to, you know, get somebody to get out there. And so, I just grabbed Brian Brewster and said, hey, I mean, get out on the ice. And so Brian, our trainer, ran out there. And then they got some more personnel. But I tried to get our players, you know, off the ice. It happened near late in warm-up, just at the end of warm-up. And, you know, they came to the bench and they wanted some towels. I gave them some towels and whatnot because at that point he was, you know, bleeding pretty bad. So, but from what I hear, I talked to our head of officials yesterday, and he was skating around near the end of warm-up. And Butch, if you know Butch, he always had his hands in his pockets when he skated around. I mean, it's just the thing he did. And what happened is he was skating forward and he went to turn from forward to backward, caught his one toe or skate on the other skate on the toe and fell backwards. So he's got his hands in his pockets when he went to go from forward to backwards and hit his shoulders. Then his head sort of came back and hit the ice and hit it real hard. So not a good situation. Our players were really upset because at that point, you know, like I said, Butch was down and he was bleeding pretty bad. But it's good. They got to him right away on the ice and the game was delayed. I don't know how long. So it's a tough situation, you know, because, you know, our players know Butch pretty well. You know, we've had him a lot over the last couple of years. So and the hard part is you have to carry on. You have to refocus and get ready to play a hockey game, which at that point doesn't seem like it's a whole lot important compared to really what's going on. But I thought some prayers are with Butch. I try to get an update every maybe 8 hours or so, you know, start of the day, the end of the day, just to see what's going on. So he is at he's still in Grand Rapids at the Mercy Hospital there, the St. Mary's campus location. So if anybody wants to send a note out to him, it's the Mercy Health System at St. Mary's campus, and you can get the address and just send him a note.
Also, there's a GoFundMe account. People would like to donate. It's the Get Better Butchie GoFundMe account. I have it updated from earlier this morning, but over 4,000 have already, looks like $4,395 raised. They're trying to get to $10,000 to help out the family. And, just a tough thing. I know his wife made a statement yesterday, and just how overwhelmed she is with the support from the hockey community. It really is a tight-knit group of people in Division I hockey and in hockey in general, and when a good guy goes down like that, everybody kind of rallies around. So our prayers with the family and Butch, and hopefully he makes a recovery on this. All right, well, let's get a little bit to the game, Coach. So we do have a couple of highlights, even though there were no Huskies goals, and Jamie Phillips kind of dominates the highlights for the Huskies, but we did have a great chance in the first period.
Goaltender will play it around. Huskies in on the forecheck. Right now, Michigan Tech winning the battles. Here's Gould. Gould for Lesperance, and he went right through and he fanned on it. Great play by the Huskies. Good idea, and that was a tough one for Lesperance to find as there was a defender in between screening him.
Boy, that would have been money had that one been able to sneak through there and get onto the stick of, or did sneak through, but Lesperance able to find that.
Yeah, I don't know if the pass was too hard or Joel didn't quite see it because it did come through a defender. And I thought when I looked back, Malcolm maybe could have shot that one. I mean, he had, he had the angle, the goalie was up. And I mean, if that gets through and Joel does make contact, he's got a lot of net to shoot at. So we create a little bit of a two-on-one there. But it's a good play. But yeah, when you look back, it's easy to second guess and say, oh, gee, you should have shot that. And maybe would have got the rebound because the defender was in no man's land. And Malcolm really had the full attention of the goalie, though. So the pass was the right play. It just might have been a little too hard. Or maybe when Malcolm passed it through the Ferris defender, it might have changed angles just a little bit to throw Joe off.
Coach, in the first period, it seemed like the first 3-4 minutes, everything was kind of going our way as far as the puck finding us. We seemed to have control. They were getting a couple of bad bounces. And I remember in the first 3 or 4 minutes thinking, we're all right. This is going to be okay. And then it didn't take long. You could see that the Ferris State game plan was slowly but surely taking us off our game. But the shots were very even in that first period, 10-9.
Oh, yeah, there wasn't much going on. And you know, we had a couple power plays. I think that was the key, you know. And they were coming out physical, you know, a couple – questionable hits from behind, and you know they got lucky on those. So anyway, but our power play, we just couldn't get set up. You know, they're one of the top 10-11 penalty killing teams in the country, and we just did not move the puck as crisp or as quick as we wanted to. They were very aggressive. So, yeah, but a fairly even first period. You know, like I said, I watched it again last night, and when you take the emotion out and you just break down the game and you're charting scoring chances and whatnot, not much to choose between the two teams. It was just one of those games that was no room. Either way, very little room. The only way you're going to get an opportunity, really, if there was a mistake or a breakdown on one side or the other.
Certainly could have been a big swing in the game when we had two penalties at the end of the first period. Right. Dylan Stamen goes off for a tripping. Cliff Watson is whistled on an elbowing call at the 1905 and the 1937. So we get out of the period even up at nothing. We go into the second period. I'm thinking, man, if we can just get through this, we'll be okay. We did.
Well, we did. And we did a real good job. And Jamie made one or two key saves then there in the 5-on-3. So they had the 5-on-3 for almost a minute and a half, which is a huge turning point in the game for us. And I thought we did get a real boost after that, and we started to carry the play a little bit in the second period there until we took another penalty. But we got going. Brent Baltus created a real good chance on a semi-breakaway up the middle, real good puck movement. We had a couple of those almost in the game, but some subtle chances in the second period when you watch a game back that, you know, Dylan Stamen gets a couple real good looks, bang, bang, you know, the puck's behind him. Malcolm Gould gets a good shot.
He was the wrong hand on that opportunity.
He was maybe the wrong hand on that
opportunity. Yeah, he would have been able to shoot because he had to catch it on his backhand.
Yeah, but there's some subtle things there. So I thought we had a decent second period. The only, you know, they got the one good chance when it bounced over Cliff Watson's stick and had a guy behind us. But other than that, I you know, when you watch it back, you know, we might have carried more of the play, even though they had three power plays in the second period.
Here is that unbelievable chance for Ferris State.
Watson will hold it in, hopped over Watson. Breakaway, back the other way for Andrew. Tyler Andrew coming in on a 2-on-0 shoot. Hit the crossbar. It was popped. It didn't go in. Jamie Phillips needs to get up, and it did not go in. It went off of the crossbar, back the other way.
Well, that was just incredible that didn't go in. And what was what I was so worried about at the time, as you could tell, is that Jamie thought he was either in already or that he had it underneath him, and he didn't. And he was just kind of laying in there trying to just maintain, and he needed to get back up.
Well, he scrambled, but you can even hear on your call, Cliff holds it in. Oh, it's by him, right. You know, because the puck was coming, and the ice wasn't great. Yeah. And that's part of the when you play in some of these buildings this time of year. You know, they take some of the ice out to put in the and it's not great, so it bounced over Cliff's stick. And they've got a guy waiting at the red line. And that's one thing they did in the game. They stretched us. They always stretched their strong side winger, blew him out of the zone. They're trying to get us to back off our forechecking. But anyway, their guy's behind us. Markov can't catch him. He just gets maybe a stick on him. And they shot high a lot. Excuse me. When you go over their best chances, just think about where they shot. Mm-hmm. Glove side high. I mean, so I don't know if that was the book that they had on Jamie. And Jamie stoned a couple other guys there, glove side high, but this guy rings it off the crossbar, and then that point we're just full desperation mode on that play.
So we in the third period, Coach, they get the goal, and here it was.
And skated up to center ice now by the Bulldogs. Nicely picked off there by Burks, but he gave it away to Mayhew, or Mackin in front. Here's a shot! Saved by Jamie Phillips off of the gloves and out of play! Oh my goodness, Jamie Phillips!
I take that back. That was the one right before the goal.
And the Bulldogs, Durantes cannot believe he stopped that one.
That's right. That was the save a couple minutes, I think, before they scored.
Yeah, Birksie just went up the boards there. One of our players just didn't get it hard enough, and they transitioned us. So, you know, he got taken out of the play, and they create a semi 2-on-1, and they make a good play across. And, yeah, the guy tries to go his top shelf on Jamie, and Jamie just has his glove there. So it's off a turnover, and that's the way this game was going to go. It's going to be, for the most part, a turnover or mistake. Get an opportunity because there wasn't many in the game. I would say this was the fewest scoring chances for and against that I've totaled. So the total number of scoring chances in the game all year. I mean, there weren't many.
Coach, that brings me did we have some weak effort? Not effort, that's not the right point, but our clearing attempts a lot of times did not get out of the zone either, maybe because of the ice conditions and we kind of whiffed on it, but it just seemed like we had two or three where we didn't go off the glass like we usually do, and they were able to keep it in the zone.
Just a couple, not many, but yeah, we had to put, you know, there's a time where you have to have a feel. There's a time where you really got to rip it, and there's a time where you have to have a little touch and not so much. And that's what happened on that play previous that you just played back, because we just didn't put enough mustard on it, and they were able to knock it down. And even though it came outside of the zone, they were in a position where we were on the wrong side of the puck in the neutral zone at that point, and they countered us and got a real good opportunity.
Kenny Babinski had 8 goals going into the game. He scores his 9th.
Nice job to hold it in. They get it back for Babinski. He'll shoot, scores! Babinski with the goal on the slap shot.